This is Ted Kennedy. The economy keeps on heading south, and that's bad news for Senator Al Simpson and the Bush administration. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the economy's in trouble, and so is the Bush administration's economic policy. This recession is far from over. Unemployment is at 7.8% and rising every month. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan tried and failed last week to put a brighter face on his dismal forecast. We won't get economic recovery without more effective national leadership, Al. But this administration continues to view the recession through Rose Garden colored glasses. The country went through the second dip of this endless recession last year, and we may well be heading for an unprecedented third dip now. For months, Congress has been insisting that greater stimulus is needed. Bill Clinton has a plan, but the Bush administration clings to the hope that prosperity is just around the corner. That's what Herbert Hoover thought too, Al.
Ted, looks like the old econ professor at Democrat U forgot to teach you one other thing. Nothing kills jobs faster than raising taxes. Fact is, Clinton's $154 billion tax hike caper will raise taxes twice as high as the Dukakis and Mondale plans combined. That kind of slick leadership could send this country right down the rat hole. Ted, that Democrat class warfare using the tax code would chop capital formation and simply wipe out investment. That's a wonder drug that'll put millions of Americans out on the streets. If Republicans controlled the Congress, America would already have a capital gains tax cut that would stimulate growth, create jobs, as well as balanced budget amendment. Ted, we surely don't need a new president to indulge the current liberals in Congress. We need a brand spanking new Republican Congress that will work with President Bush to pass some real legislation to put Americans to work and not just keep passing the buck to blame Bush. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.